I think that a lot of people do feel lied to.
Metro nowadays seems to operate from crisis to crisis. The L'Enfant smoke incident, the downtown derailment.
Each time you can point to something and say, there was something that management knew about and they didn't share.
David Alpert runs one of the predominant urban planning and metro critical blogs in D.C., Greater Washington.
Now we've also gotten into a situation where management has lost the confidence of riders in basically trusting them in what they say.
In L'Enfant, it was the underground communication problems they knew about but hadn't worked on. In the derailment, it was a track defect they had detected but hadn't fixed. Add in the unpredictable service changes, equipment failures, and financial problems.
The reputation ends up being worse when it's a surprise. And so I think they have to shoot for not surprising riders so much about all of the problems that are under the surface.
He says Metro would gain trust and maybe even patience from riders by being more upfront about what they're working on.
That communication has to be more than just, we're rebuilding, trust us, everything is going to get better. Because at some point, I think that started to ring hollow.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.